Broadcasting from Manhattan Beach and the World Wide Web, you're listening to CHSR, HealthyLife.net.
As a service to our listeners, this program is for general information and entertainment purposes only. CHSRHealthyLife.net does not recommend, endorse, or object to the views, products, or topics expressed or discussed by show hosts or their guests. We suggest you always consult with your own personal, medical, financial, or legal advisor.
Welcome to Natural Eating with Alyssa. Today, we're talking about vegan cooking, and this is for two, so that we can keep the proportions down to something that many people could enjoy. Have a friend over, do it with your spouse, or your child. And I think what we're looking at here is understanding the word vegan, which basically means it does not include any meat or fish, or seafood or dairy. In short, no derivatives of any kind of animal origin, so that nothing that has a face would be something that you would eat. So it's based on plant foods that tend to improve both your blood sugar control and also your heart health. And I think this is something that many people are concerned about their heart. And this is one way of helping control it. I remember my father, after a heart attack, saying, you know, I feel, Alyssa, like I'm full of hormones. I said, yeah. He said, and I don't think they're mine. I said, I think you're right, Dad. I think that's the animals you've been eating. And this is something, God bless him, he made it to 96. So he had the constitution of a Polish workhorse. But the bottom line is, it's finding ways of using the vegetables in your house. It's, you know, basically using what you've got, so you might using a substitution for an ingredient, because this is what you have on hand and you want to adapt your recipes to suit your taste. So here, cilantro based cherimula has been swapped for basil pesto for this beautiful picture of vegetables that include broccoli and bell pepper and spinach and squash. And so, you know, it's having fun with your food, once again, which I always encourage people to play with their food. And then you want to just turn your meal into something altogether different. So you might transform a salad into a hearty wrap. In the book that we're quoting today, which is Vegan Cooking for Two, 200-plus recipes for everything you love to eat from America's Test Kitchen, and they certainly have quite a library for you to enjoy and put into your kitchen in a way that suits you. And they talk about, you know, doubling down. Most of the recipes in that book could be doubled, so if you have more people or if leftovers are what your goal is, you can easily upsize the recipe to suit your needs. But, you know, keep in mind that successful recipe doubling may involve a little more thought than simply doubling all the ingredients and calling it a day. You might need to consider a larger cooking vessel. So you might be moving a recipe from a 10-inch to a 12-inch skillet, or from a large saucepan to a Dutch oven to avoid overcrowding. So this is all something to consider when you're putting together this meal. You know, you can certainly use your toaster oven. I've used that in my house quite a bit. And so, you know, the oven can certainly be made in the toaster oven. And I think this is something that, you know, again, knowing that you can simplify, that you can use the tools you have. Quite frankly, I've never used the oven in my house. I've enjoyed using my toaster oven quite a bit, however. And I find that that makes a huge difference. And I think this is something that, you know, looking around your kitchen, seeing what you have, when you're looking at putting together a pantry for this particular cuisine. We're looking at grains. You know, barley is certainly a wonderful grain. It's the hulled barley that's sold with the hull removed, and its fiber-rich bran is fully intact. That is considered a whole grain. And pearl, or pearled barley, has been polished to remove the bran as well. And it's quicker cooking than hulled barley. And wonderful use in soups and stews and grain salads and risotto. So you can certainly keep a little of your pantry filled with different grains. Bulgur is another. It's a parboiled or steamed wheat, whole wheat kernels and berries that have been dried and partially stripped of their bran layer. So they've been coarsely ground. You want to rinse your bulgur before you use it to remove any excess starch. That can turn this dish into something a little bit gluey. The medium grind bulgur needs a little more than a soak to become tender. And it's wonderful in soups and stews and filling for stuffed vegetables. Cornmeal is always fun, and I've certainly enjoyed making wonderful cornbreads, and whether you're using the yellow or the white field corn that's been dried and ground. The conventional cornmeal tends to be finely ground, whereas grits tend to have a thicker grind. So, you know, you certainly can use it in cornbread, as I said, or breading for tofu or vegetables. Even the breakfast grits, which is fun. So it's rethinking vegetables. It's rethinking your meals. Having dried pasta and noodles on hand is always fun. Farro, which is a hulled whole wheat kernel, has that sweet kind of nutty flavor and a chewy bite. So that's fun for the soups and stews, your grain salads and your risotto once again. Oats is certainly a wonderful grain to have on hand. And quinoa, which is a wonderful, quick-cooking, small grain that's high in protein. And unless it's labeled pre-washed, the quinoa should be rinsed before you cook it to remove that kind of protective bitter layer called saponin. So, you know, again, this is something where I know my mother didn't give me much of an education as far as stocking a pantry, and this is something that perhaps you haven't had much experience with either, and this is where these books can come in handy, because they give you a list of things you might want to have on hand. You know, the notion that, you know, you are putting together menus that maybe you haven't tried before, and this is, you know, an adventure, and I hope it is an adventure for you, because I think this is what's fun in putting together new foods. You know, your tofus, which have all kinds of tofu types, whether it's silken or soft or firm, or there's an extra firm variety. Again, this is often used as a choice that substitutes for meat. And it's certainly high protein, or whether you're dealing with their recipe for kimchi or tofu or vegetable soup. You know, there's certainly a lot that you can choose from. Tempeh has been using the soybeans and fermenting them. It often adds, you know, beans and grains and flavorings. And it forms, the soy food into a dense cake. And it has a strong, nutty, I love how they use the word funky, a slightly funky flavor. And tempeh is made from a combination of soybeans and grains. But there's also grain-free and soy-free tempeh. So, again, you've got some wonderful choices here. You know, seitan is a rich source of plant-based protein. So when people say, but there isn't enough protein in this food, yes, there is. Whether you're dealing with the tofus, which is soy-based, your beans, or your lentils, certainly have a lot of sizes and colors. I know lentils has the black and the orange and, you know, the brown, and it's just fun to play with both the colors, the textures, the tastes. You know, your nuts and your nut butters are certainly wonderful. They can give a lot of richness to any dish. You can certainly make a gravy thicker. And so, you know, this is, you can transform the base of a cream sauce by using nut butters. And you're trying to, you know, just make this something that you can either spread or you can dip. But they can also be used to make a buttery flavor for baked goods. So, again, you're thinking about how to make things. I know having what they call flavor boosters on hand, your canned tomato products are full of wonderful flavors that you can certainly enjoy. So use the stock from the canned tomatoes. Your capers and your olives add wonderful salty flavors and also a kind of vinegar-rich taste. I know I enjoy putting it on top of all kinds of interesting things, whether it's potatoes or grains. And your olives can certainly bring a richness to a meal. And it's just fun. Again, if you haven't done this before, this might be an adventure that you can really enjoy. Your citrus zest and your citrus juice certainly brighten the flavor of rich dishes. And I found, again, as a simple trick, if you've made something and it's too salty, the lemon or lime juice will cut back on those flavors and make it certainly easier to eat and less salty. Herbs and spices are wonderful. I've been watching a wonderful show on television by a woman named Erin, and Erin French, and she's way out on the East Coast in Maine, and she goes on a trip and just does this wonderful documentary of her journey traveling across the country. And we live in a country that is so rich with different flavors and different spices, and she comes back with certainly an appreciation of spices that she didn't realize she could use just because the spices are easy to transport. You know, miso, it's interesting that America's Test Kitchen calls miso slightly funky. I don't consider it funky at all. But what you have is a paste, and it's certainly different. There's red miso, there's white miso. Depends on what you're making, because you can make a simple soup in moments. It doesn't take long at all. But miso has taken soybeans that are fermented, and sometimes barley. And then they use a mold called koji. And so you have some natural probiotics coming into your body, sort of like a kind of yogurt without having to have the dairy. And they certainly keep a long time, so you don't have to worry about, oh, but I don't use it that often. And you don't have to, but it's the kind of thing where you can certainly take a gravy and thicken it. I know that one of the simplest meals I'll make sometimes is taking zucchini squash and just cutting it up, putting some nutritional yeast and a little miso to make a gravy that's done in moments. I mean, the whole thing takes very little because squash cooks very quickly. And so, you know, again, the miso creates a gravy that you don't have to use the butter and the wheat. And it's thinking your kitchen in a different way. I know nutritional yeast is something that I will put on top of salad in lieu of, in quote, a dressing, and then add a little toasted sesame oil. And so, again, you can make a really quick dressing that has kind of a nutty, salty, rich flavor. Certainly soy sauce is something that I can't imagine my kitchen without. And there's low-sodium soy sauce, and there's Bragg's, which is a different form of soy sauce, but it's certainly, again, salty. And it adds both seasoning and a savory flavor to the meal. And vinegar, your glazed vinegar, your balsamic glaze is wonderful, whether you're dealing with your red wine or your white wine or your sherry, even your cider vinegar. Even plain old distilled white vinegar can bring a very distinct flavor profile to the table. So, the type that you use will depend on, one, what you have, but two, what you want to experiment with. And then other foods that might not be vegan, it just depends. Kimchi is one that I've been enjoying tremendously. What you have to watch out for if you are creating a vegan dish is some of the commercial products include fish sauce or shrimp paste. So, read that ingredient list carefully so that you can make sure that the product that you're eating is vegan. Your pasta, your noodles, and your bread, eggs sometimes hide in dried and fresh pasta and noodles of all shapes and varieties. And your puff pastry, many are using vegetable oils, but some use butter. So you want to be sure that you're not doing something that you think it's vegan, but it's not. Your sugar and your chocolate and sprinkles, most conventional sugars are filtered through animal bone char as part of the production process. If you don't see this stuff made, you have no idea what they're doing and what they're using. And so this becomes something that's, creating a very different kitchen. Now, the notion of milk is something that, again, how do you substitute for that? And almond milk has become very popular these days. And it can be used in all sorts of recipes, even savory cooking. So, soy milk is certainly, people know that, but almond milk, coconut milk, oat milk has become more popular. And some of your commercial rice milks are possible, but they tend to be a little thin and watery, so the rice milks aren't used as much. When you're looking at what we call creamy cheeses, there is a plant-based ricotta cheese that's soft and spreadable and creamy, and it's perfect for smearing on toast, sort of a whipped cream substitute. They may not be marked as ricotta. They may instead use a descriptive term such as soft or French style. And they come with additional flavor add-ins such as cracked black pepper or sometimes herbs. And then there's a plant-based feta. It's an ideal crumbling and sprinkling cheese, generally sold in blocks that look remarkably similar to dairy feta. And they use BioLife, just like feta, during their recipe development while they were putting together this book. A plant-based borsum, it's ultra-smooth, and it's one of those melt-on-the-tongue, creamy, imbued with garlic and sprinkled liberally with herbs. It's almost pure fat. It's primarily an oil that's bound with starch, so it essentially melts back into its liquid oil form when it's heated. So this might not be the best option for dolloping over something hot, since it melts back, but it certainly adds unbeatable richness and flavor when it's stirred into a dish like the creamy orzo. They do have a Parmesan. The high-quality plant-based Parmesan is salty and rich, like a real deal. While some brands sell the plant-based Parmesan in wedges, you'll most likely find it in grated form, so it's ready for sprinkling over all your favorite foods. So again, people say, well, but I can't do this or I can't do that. We're at a point where we're certainly enjoying variety and flavors that, we haven't seen before, I'd say this century. And so this is something that we certainly can enjoy. what we're dealing with. Now, when you're looking at plant-based meat, which is a huge category that can encompass anything from that textured vegetable protein to the meatless chicken nuggets, you certainly can buy raw bulk plant-based meat, which generally comes refrigerated or frozen. When we come back, I'm going to be talking about actual recipes, and so make sure you get your pens and pencils ready, because we're just talking about vegan cooking for two. So stay tuned. Order one of Alyssa's four recipe books. Call her to find out which one is best for you, whether it's juicing, blending, or preparing an entire meal. Become the best restaurant on your block. Phone her today to order the right recipe book for you. Call area code 760-251-7488. That's 760-251-7488. 760-251-7488. Call today.
Cooking with Sunflare solar ovens makes food taste great. The Sunflare solar oven uses the sun and never needs wood, charcoal, gas, or electricity, which means no carcinogenic residue. It's so portable and lightweight that you can take it anywhere. Cook the most delicious foods you've ever tasted. It's perfect for your emergency kit, too. Visit sunflare.net. That's S-U-N-F-L-A-I-R.net for the best gift ever. Act fast. Call 855-786-3524. That's 855-786-3524.
These shoes are made for walking, jumping, running, and just plain style. Over 32,000 styles. Skechers, an award-winning global leader in lifestyle footwear. And now you can get Skechers without walking, jumping, or running. You can get them by clicking. Scroll down HealthyLife.net's homepage and click. You can check out Skechers, high-quality shoes in styles for men, women, and children. So get in style. Get Skechers today and start walking, running, jumping, and strutting in style.
Want the best kitchen equipment for juicing, blending, or processing the freshest foods possible? Call TriBest and order your own Green Star juicer and food processor, or a personal blender, or much more. Be sure to tell them Alyssa sent you from Natural Eating with Alyssa. Call now at 888-254-7336. That's 888-254-7336. 888-254-7336. Call today.
What does HealthyLife.net and Amazon.com have in common? Well, they're both available on the internet. They both give great value. But most important, most of our positive program hosts and guests are accomplished authors. And their books are available from, you got it, Amazon.com. Now it even gets better than that. Because when you're listening on air to a HealthyLife.net host or guest, you can go directly to Amazon.com and you can order your book while you're still listening to your favorite HealthyLife.net program. So when you hear an author you like, go to the homepage of HealthyLife.net and click on Amazon.com.
All positive talk with a mature edge. HealthyLife.net.
Now, in looking at vegan cooking for two, obviously having the right tools for the job makes a huge difference. As I mentioned, a toaster oven can be absolutely wonderful because it can really do almost everything a full-size oven can do, and this way you don't have to heat up your whole kitchen. We're having heats of 110 and 115 out here in the desert, so I don't need to cook my kitchen up. Having a small-rimmed baking sheet, if you're doing any cooking in the toaster oven, you might want to have at least one small-rimmed baking sheet that can maneuver food in and out easily. Most of them are about 8 by 11 inches, so you don't have to go too large. An 8-inch non-stick skillet is wonderful. And a small saucepan, perfect for cooking or just serving for two, whether you're cooking rice or steaming a handful of vegetables. You'd basically making something simple. A loaf pan is useful for a lot more than just bread making. because you can make everything from a stellar baked oatmeal, and you certainly can make an herb-dotted brown rice, which is fun. Little ramekins can make individual-sized baked goods. So whether you're making a lemon poppy seed cake, the straight sides are nice and thick and insulated, and the Le Creuset stackable ramekin is certainly a fun one that they've enjoyed. Having a small cutting board. Obviously, that compact board is easier to maneuver and clean, and it's just perfect for small cutting jobs. An immersion blender is wonderful because then you can put it right into the pot. Easy cleanup. Certainly allows for more space in your kitchen. And a little mini whisk can be fun. So when you have just a couple of tablespoons of vinaigrette to emulsify, that mini whisk can be the perfect tool. And I think that's something to think about when you're putting it together. Now, chimichurri, we're talking about some recipes here that you can put into a food processor and just pulse it all together. So you can make it coarse, about 10 pulses, and just scrape down the sides of the bowl. And basically you're putting in a cup of fresh parsley leaves, a fourth of a cup of extra virgin olive oil, a tablespoon of red wine vinegar, and two garlic cloves that have been minced, 2 teaspoons of dried oregano, and a quarter of a teaspoon of red pepper flakes. So this chimichurri is a refreshing herb sauce. It's traditionally used as a condiment for meat, but we can put it over roasted or grilled vegetables or plant-based proteins, such as that pan-seared tempeh. You can create steak shapes out of it and enjoy that. Pesto is certainly one of my favorites, and I absolutely adore it. If you can toast the garlic, it's less bitter. In a little 8-inch skillet over medium heat. It just takes about 5 minutes to get it nice and fragrant, and the skins are just beginning to turn brown. And then you're going to be putting all this into a... I tend to like using the food processor for something like this. And so basically you've got 3 garlic cloves that have been unpeeled, 2 cups of fresh basil, and 2 tablespoons of fresh parsley. I like the basil and parsley combination. And then, again, instead of your cheese, you basically are using 1/4 cup of pine nuts that have been toasted, and there is the plant-based Parmesan. Just use about 3 tablespoons of that, and about 1/4 teaspoon of table salt, and about 7 tablespoons of extra virgin olive oil, and basically, again, the good old food processor, you're placing your bruised herbs and your pine nuts and your Parmesan, your salt, your garlic, and you get that nice and smooth in the food processor. And then, you know, then with the food processor running, you slowly add a little bit of oil, and about 30 seconds, and then you transfer that pesto to a nice bowl, and you season with salt and pepper. I know, you know, putting it in that food processor creates a simple texturizing, and I certainly have enjoyed pesto a lot in my life. And you can add a little fresh pepper if you want. You can certainly add different kinds of salt. I don't tend to use the plant-based Parmesan, so that you can enjoy olives as well. That's another way to do it. Or you can put sun-dried tomatoes in. That gives it, again, a very different flavor. Now, in looking at a yogurt tahini sauce, there is a plant-based yogurt that you can find. And basically, you're whisking all these ingredients together in a bowl. So you want them to cover and then refrigerated. The sauce can be kept for 24 hours, so you can make this ahead of time. So you're using 1/3 cup of plant-based yogurt with 2 teaspoons of fresh lemon juice. and 2 teaspoons of tahini. Tahini is sesame seeds that have been blended. And then a small garlic clove, and you want to mince it to a paste. And about 1/8 teaspoon of salt, so you don't want to make this too salty. But you're whisking all this together, and I'm going to take a lovely sip of water. Wet the whistle. Now, if you want to, you can make a lemon herb yogurt sauce so that you substitute the olive oil for the tahini so it's not quite as thick. And you're stirring in 1 tablespoon of minced fresh cilantro, a little fresh mint, just 1 tablespoon, and about 1/2 teaspoon of grated lemon zest into that sauce. So again, some of these things have wonderful variety. Your avocado yogurt sauce, you substitute 1/2 avocado for that tahini. Again, it's a way of creating nice, creamy, in this case, light green sauce. Or you can make your own version of a ranch dressing using plant-based mayonnaise and a little yogurt with chives and dill and vinegar, garlic powder, a little salt and pepper. So again, you can create these sauces, these dressings, have them on hand to put over vegetables, to put over grains, and it's a simple way of making a meal that is a pleasure to taste and a pleasure to look at. And I think this is one of the fun things of doing yogurt and other substitutes. And when we come back, more recipes. Stay tuned.
Cooking with Sunflare solar ovens makes food taste great. The Sunflare solar oven uses the sun and never needs wood, charcoal, gas, or electricity, which means no carcinogenic residue. It's so portable and lightweight that you can take it anywhere. Cook the most delicious foods you've ever tasted. It's perfect for your emergency kit, too. Visit sunflare.net. That's sunflair.net for the best gift ever. Act fast. Call 855-786-3524. That's 855-786-3524.
Schedule your own private food preparation workshop with me, Alyssa. Let me coach you to prepare the healthiest, tastiest meals in minutes. Learn in the privacy of your own kitchen with one or all of my recipe books. I love teaching. Learn what you want. To set up your session, send an email to elysachefforyou@live.com. That's E-L-Y-S-A, chef, the number 4, the letter U, at live.com. ElysaChefForYou@live.com. Start learning now.
Vistaprint. I'm sure you've heard the name. Over 17 million small businesses and consumers have used Vistaprint for printed products ranging from business cards and brochures to invitations and thank you cards. Why? Because Vistaprint has the lowest price guarantee and you can design your products with templates or upload your design. And they have free products. 3-day rush service and satisfaction is always guaranteed. Try Vistaprint. Just go to the HealthyLife.net advertiser page and click on the Vistaprint logo.
Order one of Alyssa's 4 recipe books. Call her to find out which one is best for you, whether it's juicing, blending, or preparing an entire meal. Become the best restaurant on your block. Phone her today to order the right recipe book for you. Call area code 760-251-7488. That's 760-251-7488. 760-251-7488. Call today.
It's a fact. With Clarins, life is more beautiful, and so are you. If you love beauty, and let's face it, love is behind everything we do, then you'll love Clarins Beauty Products. I use Clarins, and people ask me all the time how I stay looking so young. I tell them it's love. But now you know my real secret. It's Clarins. They have a full line of highly effective beauty products containing the highest quality ingredients while respecting the environment. Who wouldn't love that? Visit the HealthyLife.net advertiser page and click on Clarins and make your life more beautiful, starting with you.
Remember, get positive emotions at www.healthylife.net.
Welcome back again, Vegan Cooking for Two. Now, again, this is something that when you can picture this with your mind's eye, you really have the beginning of the taste issue. Black beans that you put on toast, and then you cover with tomatoes and avocado and red onions. So basically, you're going to mash about a can, three quarters of a cup of canned black beans that you've rinsed. And you're putting some hot water, about 2 tablespoons, and a little oil, a little lime zest and juice, about a tablespoon of hot water and a teaspoon of that olive oil for drizzling, and a little bit of table salt, just about a quarter of a teaspoon. Again, you're trying to not do too much. So you're arranging the toast on a serving plate, and you distribute the bean mixture evenly between the toast so that you're spreading it all the way to the edges. And then you top it with avocado slices, wedges in effect, and then you put some tomatoes and some pickled red onion. And if you're using cilantro, that's certainly another flavor that adds a kind of zest to it. And then you drizzle a little extra virgin olive oil, and you sprinkle just lightly with sea salt. And so this is one of those things. If you can do the pickled red onion, that's certainly another way of putting together some fun flavor. And let me get that. So for the pickled red onion, basically you're going to be using a saucepan, and you're going to be bringing some vinegar, about a cup of red wine vinegar, a little sugar, just a half a cup, and again, you can use raw sugar, and a quarter of a teaspoon of table salt, and then you're going to simmer all that together, stirring it occasionally until that sugar is dissolved. And then off the heat, you're going to stir in a red onion that's been halved and sliced nice and thin through to the root end. And then you let it cool, and you just about an hour, so that that onion gets nice and pickled and can be refrigerated in an air container, airtight container, for up to a week, which is really fun. I enjoy some of these sauces and some of these condiments that just add a whole lot of delicious flavor for serving to someone who's never tried vegan. I know avocado toast by itself, to me, is just a treat. So that's something that you can enjoy. Again, putting a little, I like the 21 seasoning salute that Trader Joe's has, and put a little of that on, or you could, you know, squeeze just a little fresh lemon or lime juice on. Again, it just gives it a little whoop, which is kind of fun. So, you know, sometimes these dishes are something that you can put together in a very short amount of time. It doesn't have to take a lot. I know in this situation, creating, you know, eggs for breakfast, if you do what they call a breakfast taco with scrambled tofu. Tofu is a soybean paste, and basically you're gently crumbling about 7 ounces of soft tofu that's been drained and patted dry to just small pieces, quarter to half inch pieces. And then you're going to be heating about a tablespoon of vegetable oil in a 10 or 12 inch nonstick skillet over medium heat until it's nice and shimmering. And then you're adding bell pepper. If you can add a green bell pepper that's been stemmed, I know I enjoy any colored bell pepper, whether you're doing orange or yellow or red, you certainly can make it very colorful. And so this has been stem seeded, and then you chop it fine. And then you're going to be adding onions, like a small onion, again, it's been chopped fine, and a small jalapeno chili. You got a little heat there. And a small, you've got a quarter of a teaspoon of table salt, although I like the flower of the ocean salt, and the Himalayan salt is certainly another wonderful flavor. And you're cooking it just till all this is nice and softened and it's lightly browned. takes about 4 to 6 minutes. Again, doesn't take very long. And then you're stirring in a little ground cumin, about 1.5 teaspoons, and some chili powder, about 1/2 teaspoon, again, not too much. And you cook all that till it's nice and fragrant. And then you stir in the tofu. So that's that 7 ounces of soft tofu that's been drained and patted dry, till it's nice and warmed and that any excess moisture has been evaporated. It takes about 2 to 4 minutes. And then you divide the filling evenly among tortillas, and then you serve with salsa and lime wedges. And it's just tasty. It's visually beautiful. You could certainly add a little bit of radish on top if you wanted to put some color, or you could put lime or lemon wedges on the table, put it on the plate. And certainly salsa adds a lot of flavor. And I know salsa is something that I certainly enjoy, and just keep it on hand is something that you can get your mild, you can get your medium, you can get your hot salsa. So, you know, you can choose the flavor that you like. And whether you're putting it on top of really anything, on top of your avocado toast, on top of your grains, you certainly have something nice. And then in this case, you're doing a taco, but it's dealing with, you know, your corn tortillas and your tofu. And so this is another way of creating a nice meal that is substituting things that you know for something that it might be new to you. And I think all this is wonderful. You know, it's when they talk about using a hash brown omelet, which is fun. The omelet is something that we'll be coming back to because we don't have enough time now to talk about it. But when we come back to our next 8-minute segment, we'll talk about that. I think, you know, with all of this stuff, get your pantry together first. Have your skillets together so that you can put together a quick meal. And invite a friend over who enjoys a little adventure. I know I certainly have, you know, invited friends over for meals, and it's just been a pleasure. Or I've taken it to a potluck as something to share with people that, you know, don't know this particular form of cuisine and are trying it for the first time. And so this is a way of creating, if you will, the adventure of vegan cooking. And, you know, I think in our life, we get used to our own recipes, and so it's fun to find something new and something adventuresome. So when we come back, we'll be talking about that hash brown omelet. Stay tuned.
Want the best kitchen equipment for juicing, blending, or processing the freshest foods possible? Call TriBest and order your own Green Star juicer and food processor, or a personal blender, or much more. Be sure to tell them Alyssa sent you from Natural Eating with Alyssa. Call now at 888-254-7336. That's 888-254-7336. 888-254-7336. Call today.
Cooking with Sunflare solar ovens makes food taste great. The Sunflare solar oven uses the sun and never needs wood, charcoal, gas, or electricity, which means no carcinogenic residue. It's so portable and lightweight that you can take it anywhere. Cook the most delicious foods you've ever tasted. It's perfect for your emergency kit, too. Visit sunflare.net. That's sunflare.net for the best gift ever. Act fast. Call 855-786-3524. That's 855-786-3524.
For all your live or pre-recorded webcasting needs, come to earthchannel.com. Get your web-based message out to a select group or the whole world. It's easy. A pioneer in webcasting, earthchannel.com provides the best products and services to big corporations and government users. And now, this same technology is available to you. They have the best earthcast encoders, servers, and products to meet your technical needs. But wait, don't want to mess with technical stress? No problem. They'll do it for you. Earth Channel WebcastingChannel.com is your answer. You can use webcasting for lots of things, like advertising, marketing, customer support, training, and don't forget, web radio and TV. In fact, you're listening to a live Earthcast right now, so come to EarthChannel.com. Actualize your audio or video webcasting needs today. You can't beat the friendly service or the price. Call EarthChannel.com at 800-849-8978. That's 800-849-8978.
Schedule your own private food preparation workshop with me, Alyssa. Let me coach you to prepare the healthiest, tastiest meals in minutes. Learn in the privacy of your own kitchen with one or all of my recipe books. I love teaching. Learn what you want. To set up your session, send an email to Elyssa, chefforyou, at live.com. That's E-L-Y-S-A, chef, the number four, the letter U, at live.com. Elyssa, chefforyou, at live.com. Start learning now.
Expanding your mind. HealthyLife.net.
And continuing to talk about vegan cooking for two, this adds a combination of flavors with kimchi and potatoes and scallions and just fresh greens. So it's making an omelet, if you will. And so basically you're going to be using a sesame lime mayonnaise. You're whisking mayonnaise and sesame oil and lime zest together in a bowl. That's for the mayonnaise. For the omelet, you're going to be placing potatoes, about a pound of russet potatoes that have been peeled and shredded, in the center of a clean dish towel. Then you gather the ends of the towel together and you twist it tightly and squeeze over the sink to drain as much liquid as possible. And then you're transferring the potatoes to a large bowl and you're tossing with salt and pepper. And then you're heating a tablespoon of oil in a 12-inch non-stick skillet over that medium-high heat until it's nice and shimmering. And then you're spreading the potatoes in an even layer in the skillet and press firmly with a spatula of flatten. So you reduce the heat, you cook until the bottom is dark and golden and crispy. It takes about 8 to 10 minutes. And so you basically put a pound of russet potatoes, about a quarter of a teaspoon of table salt, an eighth of a teaspoon of pepper, 2 tablespoons of vegetable oil that's been divided, and then you're sliding the hash brown onto a large plate, and then you add the remaining tablespoon of oil to a now empty skillet, and you invert the hash brown onto a second plate, and you slide the hash brown side up, and you take that back into the skillet, and you press it firmly with a spatula to flatten it. And now you're going to sprinkle kimchi and scallion whites over half of the hash brown, and then cook over a medium heat until it's nice and brown. Take some water here. And then you cook over medium heat until the bottom is nice and dark. It's golden, crispy. Excuse me. It takes about 6 to 8 minutes. And then using the spatula, you fold the hash brown in half over the filling and slide onto a cutting board. Excuse me. And then you slice in half and you sprinkle with cilantro and your scallion greens, and you serve with mayonnaise. And, you know, again, this is, you can use store-bought plant-based mayonnaise or the aquafaba mayonnaise that they have in this book. The aquafaba mayonnaise is basically, it's the liquid that's found in canned chickpeas. And this gives this egg-free mayonnaise volume. And a little emulsified body that's free of any off flavors. So you're using about a third of a cup of that aquafaba, again, the liquid found in the canned chickpeas. And you're going to be processing in, again, a food processor, a little lemon juice, about 1.5 teaspoons, a little salt, about not that much, about 1/2 teaspoon. I remember one time I had some friends over, and this woman was liberally salting everything. And I said, you know, this salt is a little stronger flavored than what you might be used to. I said, oh, no. Needless to say, we had to use the lemon juice trick. So you're basically putting everything into the food processor, scraping it down. So you've added lemon juice, salt, just a tiny bit of sugar that tweaks the flavors, a little Dijon mustard, a little vegetable oil, and 3 tablespoons of extra virgin olive oil. So you put all that in, and that'll make a nice mayonnaise. It'll be thick and glossy, and it can be refrigerated for up to a week. So you certainly have something that you can enjoy and something that you can put in your bank of recipes, if you will, that you can do what you want to. Now, if you wanted to put together a breakfast bowl with tempeh, basically it's called mango, which is a rich Dominican breakfast of mashed plantains, which is a kind of a banana. It's often served with a trio of accompaniments known as tres golpes, or 3 hits of flavor, salami, cheese, and eggs. So basically, in our vegan version, the subtly sweet, slightly silky plantain is mashed, pure magic, when it's paired with sliced tempeh, and then a little crispy stand of the sausage is enlivened with a little bit of pickled red onion. So again, by substituting certain things, you can enjoy. You can put that plantain and the teaspoon of salt in a large saucepan and add a little cold water and cover it. Bring it to a boil, and then you reduce the heat and cook the plantains so get nice and tender. And you drain them, and you return to an empty saucepan. And then you're adding a little bit of oil, a little bit of salt, and you mash the potatoes, which now become nice and smooth. And you're going to be seasoning with salt and pepper, and you cover them to keep them warm. Meanwhile, you're heating a little bit of oil in a 10 to 12-inch skillet, and you're adding onion and the remaining teaspoon of salt, and you stir in a little vinegar, and you cook until evaporated, about a minute. Then you transfer the onion mixture to a small bowl, and then you toss the tempeh with soy sauce and garlic powder and oregano and cumin, and you stir the plantain mixture, and then you serve with avocado slices on top. You have something that is visually beautiful. It's also very tasty. And again, you have a bowl that you can substitute all kinds of ingredients for things you might have in your kitchen that you, you know, didn't know you could use in this kind of a fashion. And I think this is what makes this whole show fun, is you can not only play with your food, but do things that maybe you haven't done and share them with friends or a friend. And enjoy the process. When we come back, we'll have closing thoughts. Stay tuned.
Order one of Alyssa's 4 recipe books. Call her to find out which one is best for you, whether it's juicing, blending, or preparing an entire meal. Become the best restaurant on your block. Phone her today to order the right recipe book for you. Call area code 760-251-7488. That's 760-251-7488. 760-251-7488. 251-7488. Call today.
Whether you're taking a short trip or traveling across the world, Magellans.com is the world's most trusted source for travel, and they guarantee 100% satisfaction. They have everything you need to make travel just a bit more pleasurable. Who doesn't like that? They have travel alarms, clothing, the best luggage, wallets, everything you need except the ticket. Visit the advertiser page on HealthyLife.net and click on Magellans now. You will not only see their travel products, but get a free catalog and read articles with tips on how to make your travel easier. Visit the advertiser page and click on Magellans now.
Want the best kitchen equipment for juicing, blending, or processing the freshest foods possible? Call TriBest and order your own Green Star juicer and food processor, or a personal blender, or much more. Be sure to tell them Alyssa sent you from Natural Eating with Alyssa. Call now at 888-254-7336. That's 888-254-7336. 888-254-7336. Call today.
A better world begins with you. Find out how on HealthyLife.net.
Well, thank you for joining today. I know that I enjoy doing a vegan cooking for two, and the America's Test Kitchen has certainly made a nice contribution. You know, sharing a good home-cooked meal with a loved one is one of the best ways to connect and show that you care. And that's why whatever your reason for wanting to eat, you know, plant-based foods, you know, the America's Test Kitchen certainly made it their goal to help you make this simple ritual a daily reality. And I think, you know, looking at the recipes in the pages that we've shared, you know, it had to satisfy two conditions. First, the food needed to be flavorful, interesting, and truly satisfying, and I think that's what's important. And second, the recipe had to be practical, a practical option for a small plant-based family, taking into account portion sizes and cooking methods and equipment. So, you know, we just wanted to find a meal that you can enjoy. This is certainly a book great for your library. Thanks for joining us today. God bless.